Hallihallöchen, Vivi hier für euch und diese Frau hier hat den Sommer 2012 für mich unvergesslich gemacht. Follow Rivers von Licky Lee. Absolute Hymne. Ist immer noch ein extrem guter Song. Ich höre den so, so gerne. Und deswegen habe ich mich umso mehr gefreut, dass ich Licky Lee hier interviewen durfte. Wir reden darüber, wie I Follow Rivers damals ihr Leben verändert hat. Dann reden wir natürlich auch über ihr neuestes Album The After Party, wo wirklich auch so schöne Tracks drauf sind. Ich habe sie natürlich auch gefragt, wann sie das letzte Mal auf einer After Party unterwegs war. Und dann wird es auch noch ein bisschen traurig, denn es wird ihr letztes Album sein. Warum? Und ob wir dann auch wirklich nie wieder was von ihr hören werden, das erfahrt ihr hier in der neuen Folge. Viel Spaß.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Okay, you can hear everything? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, let's start the interview. Hi, I'm Vivi and I'm here with the, I would say, Swedish icon. It's Licky Lee. Very, very nice to meet you. Such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much that you're here today. How do you feel?
I feel good. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel good, but there was a lot going on the weekend here in Berlin. Have you been in Berlin the last days or where?
I was here yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday. So people celebrated last Friday, 1st of May. It was intense. There was so much celebration. So yeah, it was really, really fun. But also it was not a chill weekend, so I have to slowly start in the week. At first in my interviews, I love to do a zodiac check. And I saw your zodiac sign is Pisces.
Yeah.
And do you know the Olivia Rodrigo song, the new one, Drop Dead?
No.
There's a line, it says, Pisces and a Gemini, but we might really go nice together. So I'm Gemini, you're Pisces. So let's see how that works out today. I ask you three questions and we see how much of a Pisces you are. You ready? Okay. Do you listen more to your gut or to your head?
Both.
Both?
My head drives me crazy, but yes, I will listen to my gut too.
Ah, that's good. Okay. So how good are you in setting boundaries?
Pretty good.
Yeah? That's not typical Pisces, I would say. So, okay. And last question. Do you tend to get lost in daydreams and fantasy worlds?
Yes.
Yeah? A lot of times?
Yes.
Okay. So that's typical Pisces. I would say you're quite type A. Okay. Now we know a bit about your zodiac. Let's dive a bit more into your past. As a kid, you traveled a lot, I saw, because of your parents, right? So you lived in Nepal, India, Portugal, I would say. How was that for you back then?
It can be hard as a child, but now I appreciate it. I feel like I know the world.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like traveling still?
Actually, no.
No?
Okay. No, because I tour so much. So I like to just be home if I can.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can totally understand that. Would you say that you grew up a bit faster because of that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I saw that you came to New York when you were 19. And for me, that is actually so brave, like in that young age to go to that big city. I mean, one of the biggest cities in the world and try to become a singer or a musician. And I was asking or wondering, where did you get this courage from?
I think my mom was very brave. I think I got it from her.
Yeah. Okay, that's so cool. So, well, that courage obviously paid off because you became a very, very famous singer. Like your single I Follow Rivers in 2011, it was, I would say, was huge. And let me tell you something, we still play it in the program, even though we play just the newest hits. But from time to time, we have also like old songs. And every time that comes up in my show, I like close the door, put a volume on max, and I celebrate this song still. I never, ever, ever get rid of it.
Aww,
because
thank
I,
you.
Yeah, I connect with it so, so much. I start to cry, as you can see.
That's
very, very special to me. I'm sorry. So, yeah, I wanted to ask you, how do you remember was your life back then when this single came out? How did your life change?
Well, this that version that became so big, that happened after I already did the album, after I toured, so I was already back home. So that was a very big surprise.
Yeah.
And mystery.
Yeah.
Back then. Yeah.
And was it like a really, really good feeling, or was there like pressure as well?
Well, it was the remix that got big, and back then I think I was more indie artist. I felt more protective, so I was maybe confused, but now I really love it and I'm really grateful.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, today we also want to talk about your new music. And there's going to be a new album released this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Super exciting. It's called The After Party.
Yeah.
I already listened to it and I'm obsessed.
I
really can't wait for you for this album to come out. First of all, when was your last after party?
Maybe 10 days ago or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like to be on after parties or partying in general?
I think with the after party, the nice thing about an after party, it's usually a few people that go back somewhere. So yeah, I enjoy that.
Yeah, I really enjoy that too, because for me, it's also a big thing. I never want to go home. You know, I don't want it to end. This high you feel and the good time you have with your people. Mm. I'm really bad in going home. Can you relate that?
You're young.
I mean,
you'll go home one day.
When do you think that changes?
I think after 35.
35?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have 5 years, five more years. Okay, very good. So let's dive into your album. Maybe at first into the topics. What is that album about? What story do you want to share?
Well, it's about, I think, the place we are in the world that feels pretty, it can be confusing, scary, hedonistic. It feels like we are all caught up in this wild storm. We don't really know what tomorrow will bring. So it is that kind of chaos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's also really about the highs and lows in life.
Yeah.
Right? And how do you celebrate your highs?
I think when you celebrate your highs, you are present, you are just in it, and that is the beauty of those moments. And then the lows, I think, can be more difficult to handle.
Absolutely. That was my next question. How do you handle your lows? What do you do? Are you by your own, or do you stay with your loved ones, or what do you do?
I like to be alone, and then I have a few people that I like to call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do journaling or something spit out your thoughts in this moment?
I'll journal, I'll meditate. I just love being in bed.
Yeah, bed rotting.
Yeah, bed rotting.
That's cool. I also heard from your, I think, stylist that you do a little detox, a social media detox right now, right?
Oh, I do it all the time.
You do it all the time.
I really hate my phone and I hate social media.
Yeah. I did it for the first time recently that I just put my phone down for 3 days in a row and didn't look at it at all. It was in my vacation. I was in a yoga retreat, so it was detoxing in general. And I thought, why not? I never tried that. And it was such a good experience.
Yeah.
And I also experienced that I don't need it. I really didn't. I just read books and had a good time without my phone. So I can really relate. But it's quite difficult in your job as well, right? Or in our job, in media and being famous. People want to see you. People want to, I don't know, know new things about you. How do you handle that?
I don't think I handle that part very well. I'm a musician and that's all I can do. The rest is I'm not very good at.
Okay. So there's a song called Lucky Again. It's already released. And actually, I immediately put it on one of my playlists. Mm. So I really, really like that one. What was your intention with this song?
This intention of the song was to describe just the wheel of life that we all lose, we win. So it is just about hoping that you'll find something again. So it is about loss and also about hope.
Yeah, hope is a big word. I would say it's about hope as well. But I've read that some of your fans call it sad girl music. Can you relate that?
I can, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. There's also a song which I really like. It's related to a big hit from ABBA, Dancing Queen, your version of it. So I can see the connection. You're from Sweden, ABBA is from Sweden. But what else comes in mind when you think about ABBA? Is it like, do they play a big role for you in your life?
No, but the studio that I record, they recorded there as well. And I just really love, this song is not really, it's not a version of ABBA. It's more, I love the way they do the harmonies and the strings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On the album, there's also a song where, it's Lucky Again, I would say. Correct me if I'm wrong, where you get a part or you have a part from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, right?
Yeah, the Max Richter version. Yeah.
The Max Richter version. How comes that? Why did you do that?
I love that song so much. I listened to it a million times. And then I've never sampled anything before in my whole career. So then I thought that it was just a feeling that I wanted to try if it works, and it worked.
Yeah, it really worked. And it's also the part from the spring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it your favorite season of the year, or what would you say?
Summer is my favorite, but I think spring, when spring finally comes, it can just be such an exhilarating time, especially if you live somewhere cold.
Yeah. Do you love your summers in Sweden?
I love it. Yeah.
In Stockholm especially, or?
I go to a small island as well outside of Sweden that I love.
Ah, okay. So basically I was in Sweden once. I was in Stockholm visiting a friend of mine, and it was, I think, autumn. It was pretty cold actually. Mm. And he said, oh, you really have to go again in summer. Summer is huge in Stockholm or Sweden in general. So I really definitely gonna do that someday. We have, like, when it comes to the sound of your album, I would say it's quite experimental. And we have, like, the violins, not only in the Vivaldi section, but, like, in general, or, like, a lot of percussions. How did you come up with that?
I wanted this to be very maximalist, and I wanted to use every instrument that I haven't used before. So there's a lot of ebo, there's flute, there's, as you said, a lot of percussion. And for me, it's really important to preserve, you know, people playing music together in a room. So this is all analog in a room.
Do you play instruments by yourself as well?
I write on the piano.
The piano. Mm. Oh, that's so cool. I love the piano. I think it's one of the coolest. So how does the sound of the album reflect the themes that we discussed before?
They're existential, and I feel like they are trying to fly. They're trying to reach up to heaven and see if there's a God up there.
Mm-hmm. And is there?
Well, that's the whole question of the album, if there is.
Yeah, what would you answer?
What do you think?
So I'm not. So I love to believe. So yeah. I'm a believer, but I don't think that there's like a white old man sitting in the heaven.
I don't think it's a man, but I do believe that. I think especially when you make art, you realize that is something very sacred and mysterious. It's hard to explain where music comes from. So that in itself, I feel, is God.
Oh, that's a cool answer. I love that. Yeah, I think like every one of us is on like searching for answers, right? And they can be everywhere. So I go to therapy. I find my answers there. Or last week, actually, I spoke to a medium, which it was really, really cool. And for me, the outcome of this session last week was actually it's not about how you get to the answers. It's when you have them. It's cool. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Doesn't matter where they come from or, from which direction. Do you agree?
I don't think there's like answers. It's more about a dialogue back and forth.
Yeah, cool. We come to a bit sad moment of the interview. I've read that this will be your last album. Is that right?
I think in this reincarnation where you have to be so public, I think I'll keep making music, but maybe I'll disappear and just do the albums.
Okay, I see. So how does that, it's a big change in your life. How does that make you feel? Is it a bit scary or just a relief?
I struggle with being out. So that to me, if I could only be in the studio, I'd be very happy.
Okay, so good for you then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I love that. So let's stay a bit more in the future. Album is coming this Friday. Mm-hmm. What happens then the next month? Where do you perform? Where we can see you?
I do a Rough Trade listening tomorrow here in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And then I go to New York. I'm doing a little show there. And then Brazil. And then I'm touring all over Europe in the summer doing festivals.
Yeah, on festivals. Yeah. That's so cool. We have a big promotion right now where we give festival tickets to the listeners.
Mm.
So do you have a cool, funny, maybe cringe, whatever festival experience you'd like to share, like from your festival experiences? No? Aren't you like a festival person in general?
Well, I play the festivals. Yeah. I think it's different than going.
You're not going private?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, that's basically it of the interview. Liki Lee, thank you so much for being here. And yeah, I wish you all the best for every plan that's coming up for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.